Rolling.
Oh, we needed an intro to like. Or should we just go straight into the
ad?
That, but as in the ad, I was going to say, like, does the ad need an intro, or should it just go straight into the worries?
Well, maybe we can do like a kind of like.
Like the world.
Pensive music moment.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. The washing.
Marital problems.
Will the Olympics happen?
Water bills.
Am
so
I getting
high.
Enough sleep?
Where are my brown shoes?
Are star signs real?
Dark web markets keep closing.
Are China the good guys or the bad guys?
Need a stronger password.
Am I problematic?
My feet hurt.
Should I come out of the closet as a class reductionist?
What light bulbs do we need?
If drugs were legal, would I try meth?
Are we out of pet food?
Pet food? Pet food? Pet food? Pet food? Your life is already too complex. Sosa, subscription pet food. The right amount of pet food delivered automatically every month. Take a weight off your shoulders forever. Use discount code.
Have you figured out a discount code?
I didn't write down the discount code.
Let's come up with one in the episode.
Yeah, sweet.
So yeah, stick around for the discount code.
The discount code so you can get your subscription pet food. The right amount of pet food delivered automatically every month. Discount code to come.
How much percentage do you get off?
I reckon $20 off your first order. Not percentage, just raw.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Raw dog. Raw dog, the discount.
Lobster.
Yeah, nice.
Welcome to the special animal edition of the Meeting Tree podcast.
The Meeting Tree. We love animals and we love podcasts.
Yes.
Which is why we're doing this. Kind of. Why else are we doing it?
We love business.
Mm. Tell us more.
The Meeting Tree are, you know, somewhat involved in a new business called Sosa, a pet food delivery subscription business. And now you might be thinking, oh, you've sold out because like you're putting ads on your podcast. Guess what? They're not ads for anyone else. They're ads for us. We own the fucking thing.
Bitch.
Well,
a bit aggressive.
That's not in the brand.
Oh, it's not the Sosa. Yeah.
The brand guidelines.
We need to find a Venn diagram of what's allowable for the Meeting Tree and allowable for Sosa. And exist within those two circles.
Yeah, we need to take all the edge off the Meeting Tree podcast so as to exist within the brand guidelines, which will make the podcast better. I'm sure everyone listening to that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish the Meeting Tree was safer.
Totally, yeah. We can't say the B word, but according to the Sosa guidelines, we can say the R word. So gear up, you fucking...
Stay tuned for the discount code and the R word.
Yeah, it could be the same thing.
Is there any...
That'd be gnarly, man. Do it.
Ah, 20. No, this episode we're going to do... We haven't obviously shared these with each other, but we're going to do some wisdom across the ages on animals.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great concept for a podcast.
I think so. Yeah. Other humans talking about animals and then us either agreeing, disagreeing. You know, we listeners of this pod would know that Raph and I have a habit of disagreeing with each other, but that's where the spice comes from.
Oh, totally. And let me just say, you did make a good point earlier. This is humans talking about animals, so it's framed from a human perspective. So firstly, we'll just put it out there. This is from all from a human. We haven't got animal perspectives. Yes, I know we're learning.
But, you know, how many animals listen to podcasts?
I'll hit you with my first quote.
Here okay.
I gave my beauty and my youth to men. I'm going to give my wisdom and experience to animals. Bridget Bardot.
Okay. Well, I think we may notice a trend down the line in this podcast that I'm just going to call early that... Most of these things are going to come across as kind of sexual. And may I be the first to say, fuck yeah.
Legalize it.
Australia's number one podcast for legalizing it. We're not going to say what it is, but you might figure it out from the discount code that we drop on it later.
No,
like 20. Beep.
No, but good on Bridget for giving like her wisdom and experience to animals and also to giving her beauty and youth to men.
Yeah, well, I think that's another thing, right? It's like it's so easy to focus on the second half of that quote, but shouts to her for giving her, what is it?
Beauty and youth to men.
On behalf of men.
And we can only speak for men. Obviously, it would be better if she said to
us, to the meeting tree.
I was going to say to everyone.
Yeah.
But, you know, and shouts to her for giving her wisdom and experience to animals. Like, that's just a selfless thing to do. And that's, again, like, I think something that we're about. I picked that quote because, like, I think that at the end of the day, the meeting tree is about two things. Three. It's about two things. Simplicity and the quest for simplicity and the other.
Yeah. The inexplicable.
The abstract.
Yeah. All right, say you've got four things on a table.
Yeah, okay.
You have beauty, you have youth,
yeah.
You have wisdom, and you have experience.
Mm-hmm.
What of those four things would you prefer to give to animals?
Youth.
Yeah. Beauty is wasted on the beast.
Experience is wasted on the animal years.
Exactly. You know, if only the beast could know and if only the beautiful could do.
If you are not beautiful by age 30, you're a fuckwit.
Yeah.
If you're not experienced by age 70, you're a fool. Winston Churchill said that, man.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a bit of a fuckwit though, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, he was probably ugly at 30. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So he had 40 years to make right.
Mm.
You know, how many Churchill quotes are there about animals and how many Brigitte Bardot quotes are there?
Yes, exactly. Which, yeah. By the way, I know, like, we're supposed to go one for one, but that actually pivots well into my second quote, so I'm just going to usurp yours.
Yeah, I'll still use mine.
So how many quotes did Winston Churchill have about animals? Well, let's hear what Gandhi has to say about people and nations like him.
India's Churchill.
The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way its animals are treated.
Mm.
So in the mind of Churchill, they don't exist.
Yeah.
But to be fair, like, what fucking animals does the UK have? Like, hares?
Totally. Spatchcock? Is that an animal or a dish?
Like, so, blood pudding?
Yeah. Your little blood pudding. tea stolen from the Indians.
Yeah.
You know.
The arrogance
of,
you know, the British to have, you know, an entire economic system built on extracting value from the spice trade, and yet they're the only ones to not season their food.
Yeah. Look at their fucking breakfasts. Truly a dog's breakfast. A dog would love a full English.
A dog cunt would love a full English. Yeah.
Dogs over dog cunts.
That's a Sosa.
Sosa. Dogs over dog cunts. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
We'll chuck it on the pile.
Yeah. Ad.
Vous êtes important et votre temps est cher. Sosa.
I was just going to keep it at that.
That's great. For those of you that don't speak French at home, what Raf said is pet food for people that like having things on a monthly subscription. It's called Sosa. Is that right?
Yeah, that's basically it. We're obviously fluent in the same language.
All right. My quotes?
Yes.
Okay. The first isn't so much a quote as a little story.
Okay.
And it's about a 44-year-old Western lowland gorilla named Coco.
Shout out to Coco, man.
Can I just say as well that there was a Western Lowland gorilla that was living at Cincinnati Zoo that you might know.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to the big man. Horrible what they did to you, big man. Especially when looking at how they treated your cousin, you know, teaching her sign language. You know, all of that. Coco has been treated wonderfully. And Coco, I think, would have done the same thing Harambe did in that situation.
Yeah.
There's a little boy here I need to protect.
Yeah.
Totally. You know? And like, Of course the guy with the gun in America is going to misread body language.
Well, they spend their entire time like looking up on the fucking internet like, oh, like 6mm, 9mm, or like, you know, fucking gunpowder this and gunpowder.
Just Googling gun, just on Bing looking at gunpowder.
No, and they're just thinking about, oh, and they got like, oh, I've got the fucking like 50 caliber and like the 60 caliber is powerful, but like can't wait to pull. And like they're in the mindset of just like, they I want to pull the fucking trigger.
Yeah.
Right? And shooting range, like, bombs, destroying this fucking target of Saddam Hussein. And like, they just want it. So the second a gorilla just glances at an infant.
Yeah.
Bah!
Bang. Which is fucked, man. It's so sad. That poor guy. Like, what happened to the shooter?
Yeah.
You know what they should do? All right. I'm going to put a quote.
Look, I'm going to put a quote in front of you just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, everyone gone respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
Totally.
Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
No one remembers the fucking shooter.
Yeah. And here's what I think. The way that the universe can realign itself. We've taught Coco to be able to communicate with... She has a 1,000-word vocabulary that she can sign, and she can understand 2,000 English words.
Mm.
I reckon there are people with lower numbers than that have a gun license. Let's load up Coco.
At the very least, if we can't load up Coco, at least test people before they get their gun license to tell us 1,000 words.
Go. You can't double up either. Good luck. Aardvark. Adventure. I'm out. I don't want a gun license anyway. It's fine. Coco's got 1,000. I'm ready to go. Bang, bang, bang. She's going to be down the range. Oh, fuck me. Looking around at the people next to me, was it you, motherfucker?
Who took out my cousin?
Which one of his was it? Imagine, bro, Coco rolling up at Cincinnati Zoo.
We should never have given these gorillas gun license. Who made the 1,000-word rule? Who put it in the Constitution? Yeah, the 19th Amendment.
Like, what next? Fish will have gun licenses. 1,000 words, man. Whatever it takes.
This we didn't know at the time you could train a fish to talk.
Yeah. You know, what's that Einstein quote about, you know, fish aren't the smartest things in the world if you've asked them to climb a tree. But if you ask them to swim or shoot a gun or say 1,000 words, you know, fucking good luck to you.
I reckon they have an innate ability with vowels.
Fish. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right?
Yeah. They'd sound quite Dutch. It's not racist because they're white. So Coco has been credited with an ability to pun, intentionally confusing the words for work and rock, which are anagrams of each other, famously. And plays practical jokes. She once tied her, mentor, I don't want to say trainer.
Yeah, thank you.
Educator? Mama? Faux mama? She once tied her friend's shoelaces together, then signed Chase.
Prank?
You fucking... I don't want Coco to have a gun license if she's pulling shit like that. Imagine Coco's pranks when she's armed.
No, prank... I mean, pranks are more human, dare I say, than...
Than 1,000 words.
Than 1,000 words. Than 1,000 words. And it's more, it's second only to sport.
Yeah.
Are pranks more human?
Because sport, pranks, fucking, abstinence.
I'd put abstinence before fucking. I've seen animals fuck.
Yeah, true, and true.
It's pretty hot.
It's universal. Yeah, it's fucking good, eh?
Legalize it.
Yeah. Yeah. Eating and fucking. Not just for humans, you know, we all do it. And Sosa has just knocked half of that on the head. And we're coming for the other cunts, if you know what I mean. Coming two M's.
C-O-M-E.
You still got 1,000 to go. That's not a word, brother.
All right. What's your
name? I think we've. Thank you, Coco. All right. Milan Kundera. Are you familiar?
Oh yeah, Cesar Millan. Yeah.
The Czechoslovakian cum French writer who wrote.
Whoa, he can speak Czech and French.
Yeah,
like me.
Yeah, I speak Czechs. I speak cash. He wrote The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, which a bit of a wank.
I haven't read it.
Exactly.
But, you know.
Neither have I. I don't read wanky books.
I mean, it seems like it's popular.
Yeah. Well, the concept, it's existed throughout pop culture beyond just the writing itself, you know.
Yeah, I know the term.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day, I'm going to sidetrack here, but I was thinking the other day about how I find it hard to finish books.
Mm.
I'll kind of get the gist and tap out. And I, you know, same with crosswords. I've never really finished a crossword before.
I don't think it's necessary.
No, well, this is what I was going to say. Chinese New Year had me, or Lunar New Year rather, had me reflecting on Chinese culture and how in some parts of Chinese culture, it's considered respectful not to finish your entire meal to signify I've had enough. And that's what I do with crosswords.
Like you have served me more than enough.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's a sign of respect.
Yeah. That's why I didn't get 3 down, 5 down.
Because like matey on a Thursday, you know that used to be a vibe. You were like, oh, it's the Thursday crossword. It's
DA on Fridays is the tough one. Mm. He's the prick.
So
he likes cricket. A lot of cricket crypticisms in there.
So it's like a sign of respect to DH is not finish.
Yeah. I'm full.
It's about the journey, you know.
But do you have any sweets? You know, a little Sudoku for me, perhaps. So Milan Kundera, the guy that wrote the unbearable whiteness of being.
Got him. Can't drag him.
Yeah, work, sis. Dogs are our link to paradise.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know evil or jealousy or discontent.
Okay, I respect the idea, but do they not know discontent?
Yeah, I mean,
when they're hungry.
My dog knew discontent this morning when I was like, sorry, mate, I can't take you for a walk. I have to play cricket. Wasn't too happy about that.
That's discontentedness.
That's discontentedness.
And what about like when we were playing cricket, because we're on the same cricket team, bit of behind the scenes.
Yeah.
A matey from the other team, because we're recording this on Valentine's Day, like we didn't go into the details of exactly what he gave us, like an overview of what led to this situation, but he had a friend, a frug, a French bulldog pug cross, which I remarked at the time, like, oh, so the two friggin' dogs that both have respiratory weaknesses, you've just blended together to create this freak. There it is.
Freak 20. Go to Sosa.pet.
But that's like a, you know, the dog was slow. I mean it in the sense that the dog was like slow moving.
Yeah.
And its breath was slow moving.
It was very COVID energy.
Still beep it out, I reckon.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So matey brought the dog and it was obviously fine when they were batting, which they did first. But then when they were fielding, he had something about like, oh, he went to breakfast with his wife and then the dog and blah, 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 blah. And so he asked us, the opposition team, because they had no one on the boundary to support them, to look after the dog.
Yeah. And one of the guys said, yeah, I'll do it.
But the dog was discontented.
Incredibly so. He had separation anxiety.
Yeah.
It's like,
and
fuck
like,
me.
Obviously like, struggling to breathe.
Yeah.
That's how it barks. Because it's a pug French bulldog cross.
Like if you've got some test tube freak that you've paid out the fucking nose for, at least fucking train it to be able to spend some time by itself.
Of course, if you have a frug, you're more than welcome to never think about pet food again. Pet food sorted forever. Sosa.
Yeah. You're going to have a lot on your plate, you know. Vet bills.
Hella vet bills.
Yeah. Some annoying yapping thing that, like, you feel uncomfortable inviting your friends around because, like, this dog is just going to fucking annoy them.
And maybe it's possibly, like, foaming at the mouth slightly. When it sleeps, it snores and keeps you awake. The last thing you want to be thinking about is running out of pet food to keep this mutant alive.
Yeah, because it'll be a double dose of resentment, you know. You resent the fact that you, oh, fuck, I've got to fucking go and get this dog food. And then you start thinking, like, fucking, why do I have to get this fucking thing for this fucking piece of shit that I've already paid fucking $2,500 for from a puppy farmer?
And the number three resentment will be the frog for its life.
Yeah.
It resents the fact that it's alive. It's, don't, I mean, frogs, really?
Yeah. But, yeah, go frog yourself.
Go frog yourself, Sosa. Sosa.pet.
Sosa.
I mean, use discount code FROG20.
Yeah, FROG, FROG20.
FRUG20 for $20 off your first Sosa purchase.
That's a good discount code. That's the one. I think we cancel all the naughty ones that I will have beeped out by the time people get to this. But
FROG20.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to talk about with this Milan Kundera quote, the first sentence, dogs are our link to paradise. Like, brother, you live in Paris from what, 1980 onwards. You telling me that they have no DMT there? You're looking at a fucking dog and being like, that's paradise. Not like, you know, you fucking just have a little bit of this stuff and then poof, there's a million dogs around you that look like they're built out of sandstone. It's in this beautiful palace. You know, it's like,
fam, it sounds like you've been to paradise, but you've never been to me. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Look inward.
You've been to your backyard, but you've never been to your in-yard.
Exactly. You know, go to your backyard, roll up a changa doobie, and you can be in both.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Can I also say, on a practical note,
mm-hmm.
for pet owners who enjoy smoking psychedelic drugs... Try and give them...
Let's do a show of hands in this room. Yeah. I got two cats.
Yeah.
We actually kind of semi-adopted a third, but...
Oh, really?
Not official.
Oh, like when my brother gave me that card from World Vision for Christmas one year. Totally, man. I wonder how that kid's going. Sure, he's fine.
If you stop paying, does the kid just stop getting food?
Yeah. Sorry,
didn't renew my credit card. That's fucked.
Yeah. I changed over credit cards. Mm-hmm. I went with Visa and just forgot about you, little man. Sorry, pal. But yeah, if you do own pets and enjoy smoking psychedelics, it is a good idea to get those kind of, I guess, time occupying toys. You know, those like toys that you can give dogs for when you leave the home or whatever.
Mm.
Because they can be very fucking annoying when you're lying down in your backyard trying to really get in the zone.
Well, no, honestly, I have read about like cat psychology as a cat owner, and one of the best things you can do, like scientifically tested, proven for like your cat being happy and psychologically sound, etc., and not anxious or stressed or whatever, is use those feeders, those like tough to eat feeders, like you put
the Kongs and things.
Yeah, that you put, like, it's like a toy that you put your dry food in, and it's kind of hard to access. It's like a game for them, and that is literally like leads to like a 40% reduction in cat anxiety, which I know that a lot of listeners probably weren't thinking about, but that, like, that's an easy little trick. There's two. I got two tricks for you. One, use the eating toy for your cat. Two, pet food subscription, Sosa. Get your cat food delivered every month, like, without having to worry about it. Comes off the card, bang. Like Netflix, and it's there. When you're about to run out, boom, more shows up, no worries.
Yeah.
Exactly the right amount. Boom.
Exactly the right amount. Although, I've been...
you're a customer?
I've been a beta tester. Alpha tester. for a little while now. And here's a funny story about Sosa. We're going to open the door a little for you now. I was wondering, why do I have these four bags of food left every month? You know?
We were scratching our heads.
We went back to the R&D team. What's going on here? Because I'm feeding my 23-kilo dog the 25-kilo amount because nothing's too good for him.
You want to fatten him up?
I want him to be a little fat boy. I think it'd be funny, a little fatter. These four bags of food left over at the end. What's going on? Turns out, when we first got on the thing, we had a bag of food left over that we had to finish off first. That's why it's there. It's been the perfect amount every month.
Yeah.
Idiots.
So we should leave you with the final ad for Sosa.pet.
Yes.
Use promo code FRUG, F-R-U-G 20, FRUG 20.
Sosa.pet, FRUG 20.
For $20 off your first purchase.
Go to socio.pet.
Then we'll do like a yelling one. Can you do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Should I just riff the yelling one?
Yeah, riff a yelling.
How's it? Ah! Is it going to be too hot? Might be too hot. Might be too hot. Can you turn me down? Sosa, 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 are you sick of buying dog food and cat food every fucking weekend? Get it once a month to your door, the perfect amount. Sosa, 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 go to Sosa.pet, pet food at your door. One less thing to worry about. Sosa!
It's for cats and dogs. It's for cats and dogs.
Yeah. With birds maybe later.
Yeah, birds still to come.
Yeah. Great.
Sosa.